Mark Viviano, WJZ Sports Director. Mark, I'm looking at the Browns, man. I watched them play last week. What's going on with their offense, man? I think they've got all these weapons, but it's just not working.
Well, it's not coming together real well, in part because their new head coach, Freddie Kitchens, was their offensive coordinator, and they had a pretty good rhythm going with him just serving that role. But now he, as a head coach, while also trying to call plays, though he's downplayed it, it appears to be affecting the rhythm of that offense with Baker Mayfield, who clearly just isn't the quarterback that he was his rookie year. You expect to see that development and growth like we've seen with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I do think they're still lethal, and they will figure it out, but the growing pains that you're seeing are why they're 1-2 right now, and you never know when they're going to get unleashed here, and the Ravens certainly hope it's not on Sunday.
Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., is he minding his business? Is he just keeping out of things, or is he loud?
No, I mean, so far it seems like he's been a good citizen. I think, you know, after their loss to the Rams, he said, "We're still trying to find our identity," which isn't a negative thing to say.
Nope.
Obviously, there were times when he was with the Giants where he did and said some things that would be construed as outspoken or disruptive. Haven't seen that yet. I think he's happy to have a new start in a new home. But we'll see how long the honeymoon lasts. Winning tends to cure any issues that a player or a team might have.
What a difference, man. New York versus Cleveland. I've been to the Hall of Fame inductions in both towns, and it's just completely different.
It is. It certainly is. And, you know, Cleveland, and I covered the Browns for a number of years earlier in my career.
Wow.
That's a hardcore football town.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get a winner there, that place, that city, that state, for that matter, they'll go crazy.
Yeah.
And I think there were a lot of people sort of ahead of this in hoping that the Browns were going to finally end what's been sort of a cursed existence for them for the couple of decades that they've been back in the NFL. It hasn't started off well with the high expectations, but again, I caution. And as you pointed out, there's plenty of potential there. Both offensively and defensively, and if they get it together, they could still live up to some of those expectations. Whether they're a Super Bowl team, who knows? It's a long season, and we're 3 games in.
Yeah, and we're talking with sports director from WJZ, Mark Viviano. You know, when I was up there in Cleveland, I was in my hotel room on a Sunday afternoon, and I watched a 2-hour special on their most recent GM, even before he let Hugh Jackson go, and he was talking about what the strategy was to rebuild the Browns. And so far, it looks a lot like what he said. It just has to find itself, and I don't want it to be Sunday. No!
Yeah, they have really struggled with, they've had multiple ownerships, multiple general managers,
yep,
multiple head coaches, and a nonstop turnstile of quarterbacks. The coach-quarterback combination, if you look around the league, is, you know, sort of the backbone of any NFL team that has success. You know, now they have a new coach and a second-year quarterback. It appears that they've done the things to grow with that, but, you know, there's no guarantee. They still have to play, and, you know, the Ravens are favored for a reason, but, you know, they don't play these on paper, so we'll see.
It's going to be fun Sunday. Mark, thank you so much, and enjoy the game, and I hope we walk away the way we came in with a nice win, because we feel like winners.
Well, and the AFC North,
yeah,
it could be the Ravens to run away with this streak of games here, but one at a time.
All right, Mark. See you out there Sunday, man.
You got it, Stash. Be good, brother.
Take care, man. See you soon.